here at the 2019, oh my gosh, Northwest Credit Union Association's MAX Convention in Spokane, Washington. And in the studio lounge, we have Marathon Partners' very own Sean Tyler.
Thank you, sir.
Sean, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful this morning. Yeah. How you doing today?
I'm doing all right. Yeah, so good. Far so good. Trying to get my names right and spelling and all that type of stuff.
You're doing a great job.
We're good. So how's the conference going for you, Sean?
Really good. We have we have an exhibition over there in Strategic Link, so meeting a lot of folks over there, which is kind of nice. And this morning we have an opportunity to do a presentation regarding the top 10 common challenges that credit union call centers face. So it's kind of a David Letterman type thing. Without the jokes.
Right. This is serious stuff.
Go for top 10. Yeah. So we're gonna chat to some folks this morning. And really, you know, it's not even, I wouldn't, you know, we're putting it in the credit union bucket because obviously we're here with credit unions and that's the convention. But it is these are challenges we see across the industry, really. You know, some obviously, you know, more difficult to solve than others, but you know, most of them are solvable.
Right.
All of them, really.
Do you want to, like, give us a, I don't want to steal all your thunder, but
it's okay.
I just want to,
yeah, we'll talk a little bit about it. I mean, so it really starts, and we'll see this a little bit of a test for me, so it really starts at the beginning of the process with onboarding and training. And when you're bringing a new agent on, you know, how the organization does that. And oftentimes it's a heavy focus on the onboarding side. You know, welcome to the credit union, here's your login ID, here's how you ask for vacation, and, you know, here's, you know, all the wonderful things about the credit union. But not so much focus on the actual job. So then they send them off to the call center to learn what to do in that job. And how it's typically done is they sit next to another agent. And while that's okay, you know, the agent isn't a trainer. If you sit with two different agents, you might get two different flavors of what the best practice is. So there's a lot of challenges with that. I get it, you know, certainly in smaller groups, it's difficult to have a dedicated contact center trainer, but it's certainly a challenge. You know, that ties to how the calls are actually routed and segmented. So if I'm a new guy coming in, and we have a very simplistic IVR that just dumps all of the calls into one bucket, so to speak, I'm going to struggle with that. You know, regardless of the amount of training that I get, I could be in training for a month or 2 months or a year even. I'm going to struggle with the complexity of the different call types. So getting that routing sort of, we think of it as kind of the Goldilocks approach. It can't be too complex because then the members are really struggling. There's too many options. They dial out. Yeah, you know, 000. And we like simplistic better, for sure. I mean, we kind of joke sometimes even when we, you know, we help a lot of organizations design their call routing and their IVRs. So we joke, you know, press one and get them there, because they're calling because they want to talk to someone.
Right.
And so that's a better approach, for sure. But with that comes the challenges that I just mentioned with a new agent. You can't just give them everything. So you have to have some segmentation. And when you do have the segmentation, you can then tie that to a career path. So then when the new agent's coming in, they can kind of see where they can go. Well, I can learn this skill, I can learn that skill, I can move over here. And with that comes increased compensation. So if you do those two or three things really well, it really helps to stem attrition. And attrition's obviously one of the other problems, a large problem in the call center. I could talk about that for a while, but we'll skip over that one a little bit.
But it's there.
It is absolutely there. And doing these two or three things up front will help that. And then also, I would say the next probably biggest thing outside of those three from an attrition perspective is coach. So when not even just the new agent, with folks that are on the floor, really trying to help them continuously improve and get better is extremely important. And that needs to be done, or should be done, at that frontline leadership level. And oftentimes it's not. It's neglected. And you talk about, we do a lot of operational analyses with organizations. So we'll go and we'll spend a week or two. And one of the things we want to understand is, you know, how do they coach? You know, what is the methodology? What is the approach? What is the frequency? And when we ask that question in an interview setting with a frontline leader, one-on-one conversation, where they tend to go is the annual review. You know, we sit down at the beginning of the year, we set these goals, we talk to them at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Well, that's important, no question. There's vast importance in that. But it's not what we think about when we're thinking of coaching. We're thinking of, you know, weekly. We're thinking of minutia. Yep. We're thinking of how do you help somebody get more efficient handling the call? And it's not about, I'm not going to talk to you as long as I would like to. That's not it at all. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times when You know, you think about, you know, a lot of credit unions might not want to measure something like a handle time because they think, wow, you're limiting the amount of time my agent should be talking to my members. No, we want my agents to talk to the members as long as they want. We want
exactly.
them to. So while that's a great sort of sentiment, the speaking part of a transaction on a call is not the entire transaction of the call. It takes up about 25 to 40% of the call. The remaining, you know, 75 to 60% of that call is resourcefulness, finding the answer, getting the right information, and helping that member. So being more efficient drives a better member experience.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Sure. Well, efficiency is everything today.
You know.
It seems like it is.
For sure. You know, and it's sometimes too, you need to be careful with, you know, how, when I talk about coaching, it's not, okay, and I just talked about handle time. So if handle time is something you're interested in, and let's say the goal is 5 minutes, it's not, okay, Mike, get to 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You're at 7. Mm-hmm. You should be at 5 in a couple of weeks.
You should be wrapping this up.
I'll see you later. You know, have a good day. you're going to look at me and say, well, okay, well, how? How do I do that? Help me get there.
Yeah,
what do
yeah.
I need to focus on?
Right, right.
Where is it at? You know, where am I missing it? Am I not, you know, using my resources effectively? Am I not asking the right questions? Am I not listening well?
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Mm-hmm.
So it's really important. So that's where the coaching piece is.
Right,
it's
yeah.
Very
the training.
Important. Yeah.
Exactly. So why is this, why are addressing these challenges so important to credit unions these days? What's the overlooking issue here?
I would say it really just boils down to the member experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it really just boils down to, you know, how do we help the members have, you know, a simple, easy, pleasurable experience. And again, the call centers are the voice, however you want to think of it, of that organization.
Agreed.
So it's extremely important. Mm-hmm. So it's good to have a little bit of fun, a little bit of levity,
sure.
You know, understand that your members, you know, have some dialogue with them. We encourage that. So it's all about the member experience,
mm-hmm.
for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've had, you know, I've been really blessed at my credit union to have very good member experience, especially with the call center. They've always been very upbeat. Just bend over backwards for you type of thing. I'm like, and it encourages me to interact more with my credit, not be afraid of calling the contact center and say, hey, what's going on here type of thing.
Right.
Now I'm like, hey, you know, I'll give them a call. I'll know I'll be in and out pretty quickly or I'll have a pleasurable experience,
right.
You know?
So right.
I'll get my answer.
There you go. The right answer and efficiently is sort of the goal.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So very cool. Where can we find out more information on this stuff? Obviously, your company?
Our website, marathonpartnersconsulting.com.
Okay. Okay.
It's out there. You can go check that out. And happy to be here and looking forward to actually presentations here in about an hour.
All right.
So it should be fun.
All right. Well, look forward to it. All right. Thanks again,
thank
Sean.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
Appreciate the time as always. Keep up the good work. Because, I mean, I totally agree with you that the call center is like, it's kind of like the face or voice of your organization.
It really is. And sometimes I think, the executive levels, I'm looking around here and there's probably all running around here, but the executive level sometimes doesn't quite get that. You know, it's sort of, it's treated very much as this entry level position, and that's okay. But I think sometimes also they, they sell it in the wrong way where they say, hey, look, just come in here for 6 months to a year, can move through the organization, there'll be other opportunities.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, in 6 months to a year, you're just getting good.
Right.
You know, so you don't want to run your people out. But anyway, it's a very important role that sometimes is not really fully understood. And the complexity is tremendous.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope your session is standing room only, because I think it's extremely vital to any organization.
Too. It'll be fine. I'm looking forward to it.
Good stuff. All right, Sean. Thanks again.
Appreciate
the time.
All right.